The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, on this 14th day of March, 2018. Let me get back to the calls, clear these out, because I'm only halfway into the thought control here. And I've been covering everything except Jim in Missouri. Hello, Jim.
John, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. This is just a call-in report. Just want to give everybody a heads up. And your friend Vince Finelli might want to know about this. I live in Springfield, Missouri. I live in an apartment complex. And we have a private security firm that, you know, drives through every hour or so, you know. Anyway, so I come home from work tonight, and there is a flyer in my door handle, and there is a business card size magnet on my door. And I opened up the flyer, and it said, we're going to be the ones that are going to be patrolling the complex from 8 p.m. till 5 a.m. in the morning. And I look at this little business card size magnet, and it says Department of District Public Safety Authority, Division of Enforcement, State of Missouri.
And what the heck does that all mean?
Why do I have a state law enforcement that's going to be doing security at my apartment complex?
Maybe because their pensions are gone and they had to pick up part-time work. I don't know. That would be the inquiry, Jim. That would be the inquiry that you need to make and report back on it.
I tried to call them immediately, and apparently their offices don't open until they start patrolling, so I'll be calling after 8 o'clock tonight to find out what this is all about.
You know, it was very interesting. Over 25 years ago, I had a shortwave radio that was ripped off out of one of my cars, and I went to call the county sheriff to make a report, and they had a recording that said that our office is closed at 5 p.m. Please, any reports of crime or calls, call the Battle Creek Police Department. They were defunding the county sheriff. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, Jim, find out and let us know.
That's all. Will do. Thanks, John.
Okay. Mark in Georgia. Hello, Mark.
Let me get off my Bluetooth. There you go. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just wondering, I'm looking at founding a 508 ministry, and I was wondering if you could recommend a website hosting business that could handle my relatively small website and just to do it at a reasonable cost, and I'll be doing my own website authoring.
Well, the company I work with, they charge me $395 a month to protect that website. And
yeah.
I have shopped around with other companies, and I can't save that much money, but I can tell you they have stopped, and they are responsive. It isn't one of these companies that you drop an email to a tech and he takes his good old time getting back to you. If there is any interference whatsoever, external or internal, as far as that website goes, we are notified within minutes. And
I think they wouldn't need anywhere near as much for something as modest as what I'm at least starting out with, right?
It could be or couldn't be. I don't know. You'd have to talk to the individual yourself. But I just wanted to say that since and Tom from Philadelphia will attest to this. When we got hacked, all our computers, all our hard drives are burned out. I mean, we were just immobilized. And if he would have charged. And a lot of IT guys charge much, much more than this. If he would have charged $100 an hour for as many hours as he put in, my bill would have been $100,000.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But having said that, having this company stand guard on our website has prevented any other attack such as that, which, in my estimation, is worth it.
I don't know. What do you think of the motto? Going where 501c3 dare not.
Yeah.
Yeah, because basically I'm going to basically advocate ANTE means before, like antebellum, not anti-Schofieldian, but ante before Cyrus Schofield, like Chuck Baldwin. And I understand time is precious, so but to answer what I heard somebody call in and asking Mike Rivero about what does the Fed have to do with clearing checks. If I send a mail to check to some company out in California, it may go from that check goes through the San Francisco Fed bank, and then they clear checks from one region to another. That's they do kind of an intermarriage. One of the pretty much the only thing they do right. Does that make sense?
You know, you remember the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, Catch Me If You Can?
Yeah.
That's where I first learned about checks and how they're cleared, and you're exactly right.
Yeah.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
All right. So, Mark, I appreciate your call. I got to keep moving, my friend.
Right. God bless.
Thank you. Now, back to this China-inspired thought control program. This announcement by propagandist-in-chief Susan Wojcicki reveals just how quickly YouTube is following in the footsteps of communist China to control the perceptions and thoughts of its users. The so-called conspiracy theories that will be corrected by YouTube, of course, are determined by radical left-wing indoctrination overlords who dominate the tech platforms. To these two totally totalitarian lunatics, the idea that the Russians stole the 2016 election is a fact, but the idea that geoengineering experiments are being run to alter the atmosphere is a conspiracy theory. And as I said, MIT is now openly admitting this science is in use today. Remember the real definition of conspiracy theory. It's anything the establishment doesn't want you to know. By simply labeling real agendas and nefarious social engineering nothing but conspiracy theories, the tech gatekeepers can justify censoring all videos, articles, or websites that mention them. Now, remember when the entire media said that Hillary Clinton's neurological problems were a conspiracy theory? Or how about all those years in which anyone who accurately stated that your TVs were spying on you was also deemed a crook, an absolute, cooked out, tinfoil hat, get your head out of the microwave person? Yeah. Now it's common knowledge. Your smart TV is really spying on you. And the leaked documents reveal the CIA secretly turned Samsung TVs into microphones that spy on your conversations. That's a fact. Despite the inescapable truth on these matters and much, much, much more, according to the thought control police at the YouTube and Wikipedia, chemtrails are a conspiracy theory that needs to be corrected just to make sure nobody actually believes it's happening, even though it is. This move by YouTube smacks of total desperation, and it follows in the footsteps of YouTube outright banning the entire Health Ranger channel in the last-ditch effort to silence rising voices that are warning humanity about the very same mind control agenda being demonstrated every day by YouTube itself. Quite literally, YouTube will ban accounts by claiming those content creators are promoting conspiracy theories that claim YouTube is censoring accounts. So if you accuse YouTube in a YouTube video of censoring accounts, guess what? You're a conspiracy theorist. They got caught. Then they came out with this lame excuse that, oh, well, the people, we need to just gin them up a little bit and instruct them a little bit better as to what to get rid of. Yeah, bullpucky. Seriously, this is how insane things have become now that the techno-dictatorships are running wild, crushing just not freedom to speak, but also freedom to think. This brazen move by YouTube demonstrates how dangerous Google and YouTube have become to modern society. Functioning as a biased censor of independent news, information, and independent science, that is why YouTube, Google, Facebook, and Twitter must be stopped. They must be aggressively regulated to halt their selective censorship agendas that specifically target independent journalism, independent science, and real investigations into creeping totalitarianism now unfolding all around us. And Mike Adams reminds people, he says, visit Real Video to learn more about our upcoming alternative to YouTube. It may launch as soon as this summer. This is real. It's happening quickly. It really started to heat up once the shooting in Florida took place. There was a lot of time and energy put into that little program. And look what's happening. We had a walkout in schools today. Oh, well, it wasn't a walkout on education. It was a walkout to support gun control at high schools across the country. This is a very well-coordinated political event. Well, these mindless little twits have not been taught anything about freedom and liberty. And what the arms of freedom are really about are out there putting heart diagrams on football fields. Wow. They're totally mind-screwing these children in the public fool system, folks. One of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto for control of the information to your children. Remember how many times I would get on the parents? Have you ever visited your high school? You ever went to a parent-teachers association meeting? Have you ever really looked at the curriculum that your children are being taught? Or more importantly, what you were taught in school and they're not being taught. And I fully expect them to move into hardening the schools around this country. And by that I mean, as mentioned before, metal detectors, more police. And they're going to be on the lookout for the mentally imbalanced, and that's going to be the people that are not going along with the program. Somehow they have a mental aberration. And what do you suppose is going to happen to those children? Are they going to be, is it going to be suggested to the parents that they be put on SSRIs to get little Johnny to calm down and behave? You know, because after all, education is the most important thing. We can't let anything get in the way of your child's indoctrination. I'm sorry, education, can we? Remember what they did in communist Russia. If you went against the communist regime, you had to have been nuts, right? Same thing they're doing again. It's called plug and play, folks. Pull the old 8-track off of the rack, blow the dust off of it, plug and play. I'm going to let me do this one first before I get into what Mr. Trump is making changes with in the White House. This was done by Jim Stone. And he titles it, Alt Media is Being Toasted to a Dark Crisp. Defunding of alt media, a long frustrated talk with a good friend. He said, last night I made a call to a good friend to discuss how financing for the website had been interfered with badly this month. And he had some very bad news on this topic. This particular friend does not do an alt media site, but he is connected very well with prominent alt media sites, including this one. and was the guy who titled Russ Clark in the report Tainted Nightmare. He has a very broad view of the real situation the alternative media is up against now. To put it in a few words, in short, we're toast. He gave me a full explanation of what's going on. There are several bad things going on, some I knew about, others I had not figured out yet. First of all, the left is scared to death because they are losing the war to the alternative media. However, alt media needs to be very scared right now because the left has all the power via the platforms such as AdSense, all the search engines, complete ownership of all the financial institutions, you name it. If you need it to survive, they own it. They have cut off all financing to all the little guys. Using an example here, they hit InfoWars hard by cutting off AdSense, but that's not the same thing as making the bank malfunction across the board. My site, as much as I have noticed the interference and complain, is doing better than most. They are afraid of this one because it's potent and have not actually hammered an absolute shutdown, though they tried a year and a half ago and failed because the direct IP saved it. At any rate, this is not about my site. I need to talk about what's going on elsewhere. What is happening to people en masse for the smaller bloggers is that they depended on WordPress or Blogger or YouTube or any other second-party server to work from. And also people who were on their own servers but did not actually have the traffic site, have this traffic site, I guess 4.5 million unique hits a year plus repost everywhere. For anyone who was a sub, 1 million, they simply cut them off completely. They are cutting them off completely. They are gone. Most people don't notice it because the names that got cut off are too small, but they represent an enormous grassroots backbone for the truth movement, and that backbone is now gone. As a second level in their war against alternative media, for the larger, harder targets they could not take offline outright, they are attacking the financing. Many, many alt-media people who endured the AdSense bans and endured having Chrome be programmed to block all ads that were not AdSense and were able to keep things going with donations and sales, these people are now facing direct financial interference with the actual financial institutions that make things go. Now, it is not only this website. Many other websites are seeing product sales fall off, interference with donations. You just can't donate to this site at all anymore. If it's a donation that is not tracked by a sale, it simply won't work. Maybe it will briefly after I just said this to prove that it does, but the reality is that it just does not work. People are fed bold capital S with a hit, errors, and try again laters, or silence, with the transaction terminated without them knowing, and probably outright theft. I was alarmed because this good friend who is well connected said that this month it started happening everywhere to everyone. Now he puts in parentheses here, very important. What they are doing against alt media is flatly illegal. It is persecutable or prosecutable. Well, persecute, I'd like to persecute them. And they know it. And they don't care because they expect to steal the 2018 elections, impeach Trump, and then send the law straight into the sewer. This is the scary part. What they are doing at this point is the final softening of alternative media, their final drive to weaken it so much via the cutting of finances and pre-elimination as many voices as possible. So after they steal the election, the alternative media will be too weak to speak out against it. They will then impeach Trump, and with him gone, they will simply shut the alternative media down completely. Have you noticed lately that many news outlets like the Washington Times have occasionally published stuff good enough to be on this website? They are doing this to make people value alternative media less and make people believe they actually might tell the truth before they commit the final kill. Pretty much what the Democrats are doing in the political circles by asking Nancy Pelosi, the House Minority Leader, would you please sit down and just shut the hell up? That's how much people are walking away from the Democrat Party because it's become that crazy. So maybe that's the reason why the CIA and their operatives want to become your state legislators now.
Subscribed to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
After the final kill of alternative media, according to this friend, all hell breaks loose. Once they accomplish an effective squelching of the alternative media, we're going to see terror like we have never seen it before. And the only narrative will be the mainstream media narrative. We're going to have the guns get grabbed, the people will be carted off, they're going to launch major wars as well. Every last thing the alternative media fought against will become our everyday reality. And the only ones around to comment it will be the filth like CNN. By the way, let me interject here. If you people think that Fox News, F-A-U-X, is a 100% legitimate news service, you better think again. Because their art was adding just enough conservative voice in there to keep people hanging around, while the other ones went totally off the cliff. They were still there conservatively with people like with the likes of Sean Hannity. Now, when was the last time you saw any stories on Fox News about chemtrails? When was the last time you saw a serious story done about the Federal Reserve and the middlemen asshats that shouldn't be, by way of law and the Constitution, I might add? And you will see indications like I've been pointing out for 2 weeks. When Sean Hannity is interviewing a female talk show host and a doctor, split-screened, and she starts to talk about one thing that people are not talking about is the SSRIs that seem to be prevalent in these situations. And She got cut off immediately. We're running out of time. Doctor, I have a question for you. And I kid you not, folks, the very next commercial break, what did they play? A commercial for an SSRI. They'll be your friends until it doesn't pay to be friendly anymore. Last month, a super powerful artificial intelligence was launched. Here are the probable capabilities of the artificial intelligence. The AI will automatically look at new voices on the web that are not in line with the official narrative, and will remove those voices via the process of having everything on the internet go through an artificial intelligence before it reaches the end reader. When a dissenting voice is heard, server errors and spam filters take care of the situation. By the way, I've also had this happen with sites that I have been going to for a number of years. I'll see a news story on their site, I'll go to click it on. Guess what? It's not there. More and more, I've witnessed this going on. Their project will simply go nowhere. No one who is not someone already will become anyone, if that makes sense to you. If a voice is an established voice, the AI is assigned to mess with the finances, to cause as many glitches and errors as can possibly be conceivable. This will be by itself with nothing at all provable. Any party kill finances by 85% or more. By the way, I've noticed my Hotmail account that I've had for almost 20 years just on a regular basis becomes dysfunctional, and I have to shut it down. Sometimes I have to shut my entire computer down, reboot, bring back up the Hotmail, and people ask me, well, why do you use that Hotmail? Yeah, here. Because I've had the email for 20 years? That's why. For the very same reason I've had the same phone number for over 15 years. Gosh, it's longer than that. It's going on 20. Why? Because it's out there and people have my email. People have my phone number. I'm not one of these people that you have to go through a layer of 15 people in order to talk to me. So, bottom line here. Here's my message to others in the alternative media. Take steps now. Cancel all projects that eat money. Lay off all but the most needed staff now. Jeez. This guy been listening to my show, what I had to do with his network? If you're paying more for servers than you need, change it. Have all your writers learn how to hand code HTML so absolutely no outsourcing is needed. Cut features from the website that require knowledge you don't have and currently pay for. Rather than die completely, get on the bandwidth plan you can afford and cut your website to straight text if you have to keep within the bandwidth you can afford. No more flash intros and improperly compressed photos. Look at Drudge. His site is crap and everyone hits it. Do the same if needed. Poor Matt. Yeah, the message is worth a lot more than just glitz. Go on direct IP access, get your servers offshore in a safe haven. If you use a platform such as WordPress, Blogger, YouTube, or anything else, and you are real, expect to die in March. You are gone. Don't buy the boat. Don't buy that new 4x4. Don't buy a whole bunch of new office furniture or anything else stupid right now. If your finances appear to be crushed this month, it's not an illusion. It's a clarion call of war. Welcome to the new normal. No more dinner at Denny's. And wow. Yeah. That's one person's view of what's going on. Sovereign Man.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Just in time for the break. I wasn't paying attention to the clock. Hang on a second.
Okay.
All right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in two NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Kick down, break down, take down. Everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down. You busted, busted. Shake down, break down, take down. Just about the time you think it's all right.
Brookings Institute plan to co-opt gun manufacturers. Now, this is very interesting. The Brookings Institute, gun control solution manufacturers, this is what they can get behind. And it's on a series on market and government failures. A gun control solution manufacturers can get behind by Ian Ayers and Abraham L. Wickelgren. And the editor put a note in here. This report is a part of a series on market and government failures and was produced by the Brookings Center on Regulation and Markets. And they go on to say that one of the most daunting tasks in the current struggle to pass sensible gun control legislation is how to neutralize the political power of gun manufacturers who potentially have hundreds of millions of dollars at stake. But there is a straightforward, if perverse, way to co-opt the gun industry into supporting some restrictions. Help firearm manufacturers cartelize their industry. I don't even know if that's a word, cartelize. Congress could immunize gun manufacturers from antitrust liability, making it legal for them to collude and raise gun prices. Really? Our antitrust laws are designed to prevent firms from agreeing to limit supply in order to raise prices. In most markets, this is a service of protecting consumers and enhancing efficacy, but for products that cause harm, both the public and producers of the product can benefit from higher prices and reduced supply. Legalizing a gun cartel by itself is kind of a gun control, just as OPEC is the friend of any environmentalist who want to reduce oil consumption. A gun manufacturing cartel will reduce the quality of guns sold in order to raise prices. And thank you for admitting that that's what OPEC was all about. Consider, for example, and tell Sovereign Man, I'll get back to him here in a second. I forgot that he was there. My apologies. Consider, for example, the AR-15 rifle. The AR-15 isn't a brand name sold by a single manufacturer. Rather, it is the genus of rifles produced by more than a dozen competitors, sometimes with prices less than $700. But protected by antitrust immunity, these erstwhile competitors could band together and raise the price toward what a monopolist would charge. Remember last year when Turing Pharmaceuticals realized it was the only seller of Daraprim and raised the price more than 50-fold? Monopolists sometimes charge prices many multiples of their cost. The demand for guns has been estimated to have been a fairly high price elasticity. So even relatively small price increases of these deadly firearms, and that's what they're meant to be, is deadly, thank you very much, might have put them beyond the means of the purchasers of the AR-15-style rifles used in Parkland, Newtown, and Aurora mass shootings. Yeah. Once we realize that competitive gun prices are the enemy of harm reduction, other traditional government goals will stand on their head. Under the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, most countries in the world are committed to multi-round negotiations to reduce trade barriers, such as tariffs or quotas. Yeah, it's worked out great for us, hasn't it? $800 to $850 billion a year trade deficit with our trading partners? Yeah, right. But as applied to guns, raising the tariffs of foreign imports can again save lives and increase gun industry profits by reducing the threat that new entrants will flood the American market with cheaper guns, undercutting the price that domestic manufacturers can charge. While simply ceding to domestic firearm manufacturers the multi-million-dollar gift of antitrust immunity and trade protectionism might save a substantial number of lives. I'm going to stop right there. You got the full flavor of what the Brookings people are up to. Another asshat think tank clown car people. Thank you very much. Wow. Mike, hit your refresh again, please, because it's not refreshing on my side. There it is. Okay, back to Sovereign Man. Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Great, great. I recommend everybody, if you're watching a video, download it. There's an application. You don't have to. It's called A-Tube Catcher. That's what I use, and it can convert it to, it's like the Swiss Army knife for audio and video. A-Tube Catcher. If you're watching it, you should be archiving it. Websites, you right-click and save as if you're on a PC. Save the website. Archive.org is a great resource.
Well, and that's if they get past the artificial intelligence or the 10,000 assets that were just hired.
Yeah, well, actually, it's a lot more than that. At the quote-unquote Edgewood arsenal, they did base realignment. There's 40,000 cyber command soldiers there. And at Fort Meade, Maryland, they did base realignment. There's 30,000. Cyber soldiers there. So
they're just there for cyber security and to keep us safe from an external threat. Right.
Oh, yeah, we got to fight the China threat now.
Yeah.
You know, we can't have
the Russians, too, by the way. All right. Sovereign Man, I've got to go because I've got a lot of information I want to cover, and I didn't even open up the phones again, but people are still calling. And I'm appreciative of that. I'm appreciative of that. Bill in Ohio, please make it quick. I've got about 20 minutes of information I've got to get out in about 15. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to comment on what you were talking about earlier about funds drying up and the left gearing up to take out alternative media. I think maybe Trump being elected actually was the worst thing that could have happened for alternative media, because there's jobs available, and also I think people just went back to sleep and said, oh, good, he's going to fix it. We don't have to do nothing anymore. And I know of three networks that went off my satellite here in the last year that were alternative news networks. And so I just wanted to make that point.
So, and I'm assuming your free-to-air satellite system that
correct.
You're listening to this network on, and three other alternative medias went out the window, huh?
Yeah, LRN and GCN, and the other one I can't even remember.
You mean they dropped GCN from that satellite?
Not totally. Just one of the channels is not used anymore, so they're kind of intermittent on one of the other ones.
Hmm. Well, let's see how long we stay up on the bird. We have been on the same bird for over 20 years.
Right.
Let's see what happens there. Okay, Bill, thanks. I appreciate the heads up.
You betcha.
All right. Senator Rand Paul announced Wednesday, and he will oppose the nominations of both Mike Pompeo and Gina Haspel, who President Trump has selected to serve as Secretary of State and the CIA Director, respectively. Paul, Republican out of Kentucky, pledged, he said, I'm going to do everything I can to block them, and was particularly critical of Haspel, who said showed joyful glee when a suspected terrorist was tortured at one of these so-called black sites during the Iraq War. Haspel has served at the CIA for more than three decades and is currently the deputy director. She was in charge of one of the black sites located in Thailand. Paul said he opposes Pompeo, who is now CIA director, because he backs regime change in Iran and was a supporter of the Iraq War. Paul voted against Pompeo when he was confirmed as the head of the CIA last year. He's even more determined to keep Haspel from confirmation. It's galling to read of the glee during the waterboarding, Paul said. It's absolutely appalling. The information about, and keep in mind, folks, do not forget that the people in this country that have been termed or deemed enemy combatants, guess what? They get to waterboard you, too. Or use phone books on you, or rubber hoses in interrogation. Miranda writes, you're not going to hear those. No, you're not going to get a phone call. Shut up. You say anything else, you're going to lose your lower jaw. The information about Haspel was revealed during an investigation of the CIA's use of enhanced interrogation techniques during the Bush administration. Paul's opposition could create a big hurdle for the two nominees, but particularly Haspel, who, unlike Pompeo, has not been vetted by the Senate. A simple majority is needed to confirm executive branch nominees, but Republicans control only 51 votes, and it's not clear whether Democrats would unify in opposition to Haspel. If confirmed, Haspel would be the first woman to run the agency. Now, if Mr. Trump is shallow-minded, he might be thinking, well, that's a good thing. I'm not against women. Look, I just put a woman in charge of the CIA, the people responsible for running the operations to destabilize and topple governments, set them up, run drugs, do all kinds of neat, nifty little things under the guise of what? What's the CIA's mission? Whatever we can get away with. That's what their mission is. Now, along these lines here, Wayne Madsen, which used to have a program on this network, I wished he would come back. There have been multiple reports that President Donald Trump is unhappy with his national security advisor, Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster. As rumors increased about McMaster's departure, so too did speculation that George W. Bush never confirmed ambassador to the United Nations, the arch neoconservative John Bolton, which, by the way, is a consultant of Fox News for the propaganda that you need to hear. Might be named as McMaster's replacement. Bolton has reportedly been seen at the White House on several occasions briefing Trump and other high-level officials. John Bolton, as national security advisor with Nikki Haley in Bolton's old job at the UN, and fundamentalist Christian denominated Mike Pompeo, Moving from CIA director to replace Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State means that the neocons, never happy with the prospect of a Trump administration, will once again be in the driver's seat of American foreign policy after a 9-year hiatus. Bolton's tenure at the UN was punctuated by his own undiplomatic outbursts, as well as those of his spokesman, Richard Grenzel, or Grinnell, rather. Trump's nominee to the U.S. ambassador to Germany, Bolton strenuously pushed the neocon foreign policy line as spelled out in the charter for the movement founded in 1997, that being the project for the new American century. Bolton is a staunch interventionist, which would appear at odds with the non-entanglement foreign policy espoused by Trump during his campaign, presidential campaign. However, as Trump entered his second year in office, it was apparent that one branch of the neocons, the most hawkish element and one linked to the Christian fundamentalist wing of the Republican Party, had captured control of the foreign policy levers of the Trump White House. Bolton was called for the U.S. to declare war on Iran and North Korea, and he has advocated for U.S. troop deployment in Syria to combat the forces of President Bashar al-Assad. Bolton also favors scrapping the Iran F-5-1 nuclear agreement, known formally as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Bolton's international views are no different than those of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a camaraderie Bolton shares with Trump. The mere fact that Bolton has been a recent frequent guest at the Trump White House and that Trump reportedly values Bolton's advice is a threat to global peace. On June 29th, of last year, long after Trump sought Bolton's advice, the former ersatz U.S. ambassador to the U.N. wrote the following neocon screed for Fox News. There are signs that the Assad government may be planning another chemical attack. American pilots have struck forces threatening our allies and shot down a Syrian plane and Iran-made drones. The probability of direct military confrontation between the U.S. and Russia has risen. Instead of reflexively repeating President Obama's errors, the Trump administration should undertake an agonizing reappraisal in the style of John Foster Dulles to avoid squandering the victory on the ground. In Syria, Kurdish forces fighting ISIS are linked to the Marxist PKK in Turkey. They pose a real threat to Turkey's territorial integrity. Bolton wants the United States to declare the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization and supports Trump backing of the Saudi Arabian and United Arab Emirates embargo against Qatar as a punishment for its ties to both the Brotherhood of Iran. Bolton also wants added to the U.S. terrorist list Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps, or the IRGC. Bolton is on record as favoring the creation of a new secular Sunni state in Iraq that would be bankrolled by Saudi Arabia. The new Sunni state, in Bolton's view, would stymie the creation of Shia of arc of control extending from Iran through Iraq to Syria and Lebanon. Now, on the issue of Palestine, Bolton has demanded the abolishment of the UN Relief Works Agency, which administers aid programs for Palestinian refugees. In May of 2017, before accepting the Guardian of Zion Award of Bar Lian University in Jerusalem, Bolton told the Jerusalem Post that the two-state solution of Israel and the independent Palestinian state should be abandoned. Hamas, Fatah, and the Palestinian Authority disbanded. Gaza given to Egypt and the West Bank divided between Israel and Jordan. The West Bank, folks.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Bolton cynically said that he believes in a three-state solution with Israel, Egypt, and Jordan taking control of current Palestinian territory. While representing the Bush administration at the UN, Bush and his chief advisors, Grinnell, were known for coordinating all of Bolton's worldview is to turn... for coordinating all of America's votes on Middle Eastern matters with the Israeli delegation. Bolton's worldview is to turn the clock back to the 1950s and the containment policy advanced by Secretary of State Dulles in the 1950s. Containment meant containing the Soviet Union. For Bolton, Containment now appears to be boxing in Iran, joining Turkey in defeating the Syrian Kurds because Bolton believes they are linked to a Marxist Kurdish party in Turkey. I guess Bolton doesn't see the Marxists here in this country, but that's another matter. And seeking the overthrow of Assad, his government in Syria, that Bolton has gotten the ear of Trump, whose worldview is a mile wide and a half an inch deep, should trouble the Middle East, South Asia, and beyond. Bolton's neocon rhetoric on NATO is no less alarming. He wants membership of NATO fast-tracked for Ukraine and Georgia. Bolton, as Trump's national security advisor, would help usher in the Trump White House Bolton's fellow neocons ensconced at the American Enterprise Institute in Washington, where Bolton enjoys a senior fellowship. Bolton favored U.S. military action to prevent to retrocession of Crimea to the Russian Federation. Bolton, appointed as Trump's national security advisor, would also avoid U.S. Senate confirmation, which for Trump would mean no contentious Senate floor battle with such anti-Bolton Republicans as Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, which I just explained to you. In yet another heartbreaking, back to the days of Dulles, Bolton has promoted an updated version of the discredited domino theory for the Western Hemisphere. President Ronald Reagan tried to convince the American public that if the Sandinista government was permitted to take root in Nicaragua, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and soon Mexico would fall to the communists. Reagan warned that communists would then take over the U.S.-Mexican border town of Harlingen, Texas, wherever the hell that is. I'm sorry? It's down in the valley near Brownsville. Well, thank you for that geographic point. Because it was 2 days' driving time from Nicaragua. Bolton served in the Reagan State Department alongside such neocons as Elliot Abrams and Assistant Secretary of State for Intergovernmental Affairs and the person behind Reagan's communist in Harlingen nonsense. It was also called domino theory that was promoted by Bolton's hero, Dulles, and his Cold War successors as Secretary of State to defend U.S. military intervention in Southeast Asia to prevent communism from spreading from China and North Vietnam to Thailand, Malaysia, and eventually even Sydney, Australia. It's already happened. Check their politics down in Austria. They just didn't show up in uniforms with guns. Bolton's views the instability of Venezuela as a prelude for such anarchy spreading to Colombia and throughout South and Central America. Bolton believes that Cuba and Nicaragua are working hand in hand, and Venezuela to destabilize Latin America and the Caribbean. Bolton opposed the normalization of the U.S. relations with Cuba and supports Trump's downgrading of those ties. Of course, Bolton fails to mention that it was under the Bush administration that repeated U.S. attempts to destabilize Venezuela began, and they never really ceased. Bolton would rather see Venezuela fall from the control of the right-wing autocrat, such as those who gained power in Brazil, Argentina, and Chile from progressive presidents. Now, Bolton actually believes Mike, turn that down. It's distracting. Thank you. Bolton actually believes Iran is exploiting the political turmoil in Venezuela to gain access to the country's uranium deposits. Why, when you got Hillary Clinton here to sell off, you know, however many percent, you know, we're up for sale here, folks. Of course, John Bolton's never going to talk about that. He's also convinced that Hezbollah has established a drug-running network in Latin America. Oh, my God. He just took a playbook right out of Ronald Reagan's, Guns for Drugs. Oh, jeez. Man. Bolton's prediction for such conspiracy theories, while welcomed and highly sought in Republican Party cuckoo land, are not the product of sober intelligence analysts of world events. John Bolton, a dangerous madman, certainly has no place in any White House, particularly one that is already led by someone who is kind of unhinged to begin with. Have we made up our mind yet about Donald Trump? You know, in Syria right now, the Israelis are having fun bombing the crap out of parts of Syria. the United States military there, not at the invitation of Bashar al-Assad. Russia was invited in because Assad realized what the United States was doing. He knew full well that he was one of those seven countries slated for regime change. The people in Syria, by a vote of 85%, voted this guy in not once, but twice. The people in Syria like him. The government of this country does not. So now it's gotten to a point where Russia has finally said, you know, you're meddling in something here. We haven't said a whole heck of a lot. We've tried to work around you in Syria, but we're there to do a job. And that job, unfortunately, is eliminating the opposition to Assad that the United States government has been, well, currying favor to, training, funding, all the other stuff necessary for the opposition in the country to bring down Assad, pretty much like the communists are doing in this country, funding the opposition to bring this country down. As if the neocons in there weren't doing a good enough job, let's just bring in the outright communist. Yeah, that's a good idea. Holy mackerelandy. I don't know, at what point, folks, can we make up a graph? Can we have something that says that Trump has gone over the high side? A mile wide and an inch deep. Yeah, that pretty much explains it. What did he say to Cohen? He was joking in that meeting, that televised meeting. Oh, well, he's a globalist. Excuse me. And what are we, Mr. Trump? Just an empire that doesn't have anything to do except throw away more trillions of dollars, kill more millions of people from countries that posed absolutely no threat to the United States? Please, Mr. Trump, explain that to me. I've got an idea. Forget the Twitter. Let's have a phone conference. Let's have you on the telephone. You like to go well into the morning hours, and that's fine. We can start right after dinner. And let's line the people up. And the list, by the way, will be whoever wants to call in. Not what is your topic of conversation, but what is your question? Eliminate none of them. Open yourself up to direct public questioning, Mr. Trump, because I got a couple of questions for you. And with that, here comes the Trump phenomenon. Gosh, sometimes I just load this guy up, don't I? At any rate, support the network, ladies and gentlemen. We're one of the last Mohicans, and that's not a joke. Things are going to be getting really dicey. And you're going to see the heat turned up in 2018 like you've never experienced before. And we're all going to recognize exactly why that Second Amendment was put right in behind the first one. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Hit the donate button. They don't screw with the donations. Go to this network. Or give us a call, 800-724-2719, extension 3. Make a donation. Or mail us one at Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek, two words, Double Creek Drive, number 302 for Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. I bid you a good night. Back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
Your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan. It may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.